Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Beau again. So today we're going to talk about Karl Rove. And did y'all hear that wolf? We're going to talk about Karl Rove and something that he said that is probably going to have a lot of commentary today. People are going to talk about it a lot, I would imagine. But I think it's going to be one of those things where they miss the most important part in favor of the best sound bites. If you don't know who he is, if you're younger, you may only know him as a Fox analyst. He's a Republican string puller, a Republican operative, the kind of person that gets stuff done for the Republican Party, running campaigns, just all kinds of things. A very devoted Republican. Back in the day, people used to equate him with the devil, which is ridiculous because the devil like followed rules. He started off by basically just talking about Trump's campaign and saying how it was bad that he was linking himself to the events of January 6th. It was bad for the country and it was bad politics, you know? And then he went off. He went off. He called January 6th a stain on our history. He said that the participants were thugs. He said that calling them hostages was just basically unforgivable, that Trump shouldn't be linking himself in this way. He sure, certainly shouldn't be talking about pardoning them. It's just all bad. And that undoubtedly is what's going to get the commentary because those sound bites, they are golden. But that, I don't think that's the most important part. Because in something that is a little less soundbitey, he said something that certainly caught my ear. He said, "Look, I'm a Republican. I don't want to have a Democratic president. I want to have a Republican president. But, you're Karl Rove. This is a guy who would support anybody with an R after his name." But he said, "But we're facing as a country a decision, and everybody's going to make it as to what kind of leadership we're going to have. It certainly appears that Rove, somebody who in many ways symbolized the march towards authoritarianism in a whole lot of ways, not too long ago, is warning about the dangers of Trump." That to me, the idea that I want a Republican president, but came out of his mouth, that should get more airtime than it's going to. If you are somebody who is a moderate Republican, you were probably a moderate Republican when Rove was around. And he was probably far to your right. He is even warning you. This other stuff, calling them thugs and a stain on history, all of this stuff, it's going to get the press. That's what people are going to talk about. Because those sound bites are good. But I don't think that's the most important part. I think that people are going to overlook what certainly appeared to be said there. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.